Good morning, everyone. Rick Harmon here with you this morning, May 8th, 2014, and it's the Blind Geek Zone. Another podcast here for you today from me, and I know you haven't heard a lot from me in quite a while, and a lot of things have went on here this year, as I had indicated earlier, and a lot of you know my mom passed away back in late February. It's a very rough time for me and the family here. And we're trying to get back to normal here. A lot of changes here in my home. A lot of you know I live here with my mom. So once she passed away, my sister is moved in here now, and her family, so it's quite a different place here. It used to be just two of us, now it's seven of us, including me, so a lot of changes, and I haven't been in any position to really do much of a podcast here lately, just due to don't get a lot of time when I can just record without anybody being around and getting a lot of extraneous noise. Recording here this morning, nobody's around currently, so I thought I'd just get on here and update everybody as to what I've been doing and what the Blind Geek Zone is doing. And I've got some podcasts in mind. I'm not sure when I'll be able to get around to them. I appreciate everybody though for the podcast that they've been submitting to the website. Keep that up. It's definitely appreciated. I've made a few changes to the website here this year. As you know, earlier we did have to put in place a login system for doing posts, and that was just simply to cut down on some issues that were going on with people spamming the site. That has been working out well, and haven't seen too many problems. About the biggest problem is sometimes I forget to go check out the form and see if anybody has tried to register or not. The emails don't always get through for some reason, even though they're DreamHost internal emails, just, you know, going from me to me, they don't always make it, so sometimes I just don't see that. Same thing with the podcast. I don't always see when the podcast has been put up. Don't get the two pieces of email all the time, but try to make sure I look at those from time to time and get those out for everybody. And again, like I said, appreciate that very much. Keep them coming. And couple things I need to do to the website. I need to get a hold of Justin. I've changed my email address for PayPal's because I changed service provider, switched from UVerse to Time Warner Cable, and I've got to get those PayPal forms fixed, so hold off on any donations or payments through those forms until I let everybody know that they're okay once again. I'm not sure what will happen if you try to provide a donation or a payment through them currently. Another thing I was thinking about here recently is the posting comments. I have thought about turning those off, and I kind of wanted to see what people think. If you look at a lot of the podcasts, there are no comments, and if you find any, a lot of times they're not very relevant or useful. You know, nothing wrong with a thank you, good podcast, but there's not much else really useful, and a lot of it that comes to me is just spammy, and I just end up flagging it as spam anyway. So considering turning off future commenting to the podcast. Let me know what you think. I'd certainly love to hear from you. You can get a hold of me via the comment line on Blind Geek Zone through the comment form, and I'll get that. Another thing I'd like to do, and I did put a message out on Twitter last week or the week before. I would like to expand Blind Geek Zone somewhat. Not trying to copy anybody, but, you know, AppleVis has a team of editors and things like that to do things on the website. And like I said, not trying to copy them in any way, shape, or form. But I'd like to do something like that with Blind Geek Zone. Instead of just me, you know, blogging and tweeting and Facebooking, I'd like to potentially maybe find one or two or three people that are interested in blogging on a regular basis about things, you know, technology, blindness-related technology, and maybe even sometimes not blindness-related technology, just geeky things. Let's see, what else? Oh, somebody that might be able to help with tweeting via Blind Geek Zone, tweeting out some of the more interesting and useful tidbits like some of the other places do. I don't always have time to do that. I try to sit down from time to time and retweet some things or find things to tweet, but I don't necessarily do a very good job of it. And also wouldn't mind just having somebody that's got really good WordPress skills to work with me and you know, come up with ways to make the website even better than it currently is. It's funny, noticed this a couple of months ago, Blind Planet, which is another website out there, somebody brought it to my attention that they had copied Blind Geek Zone. And I went out there and looked, and sure enough, Blind Planet very, very much resembles Blind Geek Zone. Even some of the wording from the website was taken. And I guess they say that, copying is a sincerest form of flattery. It's too early in the morning. But, you know, I guess I should be flattered that they liked it so much that they wanted their website to look just like it. And even the submission processes and everything are very, very similar. So, excuse me. I thought that was very interesting. And, you know, what can you do? Hey, somebody wants to copy the way the site looks. I certainly can't stop them. All right. Trying to think what else here. Not too much else going on. Like I said, I'd like to do some podcasts here. And if I get a way to do those in a quiet environment, I will try to get some stuff up here for you in the next few months. Just like I said, trying to get back to normal here. Still offering one-on-one training. If you're interested in that, you need some help with something, you can get a hold of me via the contact form. And certainly be happy to work with you. If you got a website or something you'd like, a small website or something personal or a small business website, depending on what it is, might be able to help you out there as well. So, if you'd like to make a donation, you like the way Blind Geek Zone's going and you want to keep it going, donations are certainly appreciated. Haven't had a whole lot of those here this year, but I have had a few and appreciate the people that have done those, you know. Even if it's just $5, hey, $5 is $5. Helps, that's halfway towards a month's hosting fees. And continue on with the Blind Geek Zone mailing list. Moved that over quite a while back from Yahoo Groups to Mailman on DreamHost. That's been working pretty good. Wouldn't mind even having somebody that was kind of expert in mailman settings to maybe help me with some of that as well, as you know, as far as getting a few people here to help out with things on Blind Geek Zone. And again, anybody interested in doing anything like that, doing some regular blogging or helping me tweet things like that, you know, get a hold of me. I had one person, a guy named Kyle, that messaged me about a week ago, got back to him, waiting to hear back from him again. And so if you're interested, definitely get a hold of me. I'd like to hear from you. And it's just something I was thinking about. Just one more way to make Blind Geek Zone keep running smoothly and provide more services to everybody out there. All right. Well, hey, this is just a short little podcast. Just wanted to let everybody know I'm still alive and kicking out here, and that Blind Geek Zone is alive and well as well. And just wanted to say hi and hope everybody out there is doing well. So that's about it. Thanks for listening. And like I said, hopefully sometime here in the near future, I'll be able to do some podcasts here for Blind Geek Zone. But again, thanks to everybody that continues to submit podcasts up pretty much every week. All right. Talk to you again soon.